A look at what's coming up on the Haines Assembly agenda. And King Salmon Decline prompts changes in annual barbecue. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories and more are up next. The Haines Assembly is set to take up two new commercial tour permits this week. It will also hold the third hearing on the FY19 budget. I spoke with Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel about those and other matters on the Assembly's agenda. Two public hearings on new commercial tour permits. Mm-hmm. One of those is a cruise company applying.
Yes, that is unusual. The first time, that, to my knowledge, that we've had a cruise company. This is UnCruise, and they come in at least twice a week for the rest of the summer. And they have applied for a permit to conduct their own hiking tours. They do want to conduct the tours on their own without a local tour company.
And the second is an application from SEAK Expeditions, which I believe is a local person.
Yes, it is a local person that's applied for a permit to do hiking tours and boarding and sea kayaking.
So we're also on the third hearing now of the budget, and you have a few adjustments.
I think the major one was for the increase in the fire district number one, because we have an inventory of some foam, and it's been deemed a contaminant. And so they have the powers that be, have recommended that we dispose of this. So we have volumes of it and need about $10,000 in order to dispose of this properly. I have recommended a stipend for the fire chief. Hasn't had an increase in that for like two decades. And then the other was it doesn't really change anything in the budget in terms of increase or decrease, but I am wanting to switch the source of revenue for the accessible vans. We had used tourism money for that, and I just want to switch that over to the commercial passenger vehicle tax.
The Assembly is also set to consider possibly allocating $90,000 for the remodel of the Chilcat Center kitchen.
Yes, it's a $250,000 project. This would be expanding it so that the Chilcat Center would have a kitchen facility that could support small conventions of maybe 100, 120 people. Right now, can't really do that. The Friends of the Chilcat Center are planning to raise about $200,000, $220,000, and they've asked us for the borough to contribute $90,000 to the project. So I don't think we have to appropriate anything from this year's budget, but we can make a commitment in the capital improvements list to commit next year's money.
The Assembly is also looking at an ordinance that has to do with commercial agriculture.
This ordinance will allow commercial agriculture and residential agriculture and most zones in the community.
And then there's also an ordinance being introduced by the mayor that would extend the prohibition of littering to the whole borough.
In reading through the code, we realized that the littering code, that thou shalt not litter, is only for the town site. And we recognize that we have outside the town site a pretty big problem with some would say mass industrial littering, and which we sometimes call dumping. But it's the closest thing that we have right now to actually creating a prohibition against dumping or littering. So we want to extend the prohibition against littering outside the town site.
That was Haines Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel. For over a decade, Lynn Canal Gillnetters have hosted a King Salmon barbecue each summer to celebrate local fishermen and the start of the fishing season. Since it started, the event has become a way to showcase Southeast Alaska's local bounty. This year, however, a shortage of kinks has pushed organizers to change the menu to sockeye and rockfish. KHNS's Henry Leisha has more.
Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute offered a grant to Southeast Alaska fishermen 11 years ago to promote the first fish runs of the year. That's when Hugh Reitz of Ocean Beauty Seafood Processing and Distribution first came up with the idea to throw a salmon barbecue for the community. Since then, it has become an annual tradition and a part of the Southeast Alaska State Fair. Jessica Edwards, the fair's executive director, says stakeholders throughout the fishing industry get involved to make sure it happens every year.
From fishing supply stores to grocery stores that supply fishermen, outfitting businesses, fuel suppliers, and everything in between. Just to kind of show that this is an industry that has a long reach in our community. You know, it affects a lot of different areas and sectors.
The event takes place right after the conclusion of the Kluane Chilkat International Bike Relay, which draws thousands of people to Haines each year. The barbecue is a great opportunity to expose visitors to some of the best wild Alaskan seafood around. In the past, organizers have served king salmon.
It's definitely the creme de la creme. I think king salmon's pretty special, and so that was the real main reason. The other is that in Southeast, it's one of our first runs, and so it was just the availability was there.
However, low king salmon returns in recent years have prompted the Alaska Department of Fish and Game to enact strict fishing regulations throughout the Southeast. Research on the declining number of kings is still in its infancy, but regulations prompted by low harvests are hitting commercial fishermen hard. Recreation has also been impacted by the decline of kings. The Haines King Salmon Derby, an annual event that started 40 years ago, has not been hosted for the past 3 years due to low returns. This year, the barbecue's organizers decided against serving kings.
And at this point, you know, it just didn't make sense to continue until those stocks are sound again.
Instead, they will grill sockeye salmon and rockfish. Ocean Beauty has helped provide fish for the event every year since its inception. This year, they are donating 1,000 pounds of sockeye salmon fillets. Organizers have also bought 500 pounds of rockfish fillets from Haines Packing Company. Alaska Glacier Seafoods out of Auk Bay and Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute will be contributing fish as well. The menu is not the only thing that is changing this year. There is also a new event for fishermen and their families. Many crews have had a difficult time attending the barbecue in previous years because the gillnet fishing season begins the following day. This year, there will be a Friday evening barbecue just for fishermen and their families at the Letnikoff Cannery. Greg Bixby has been involved with the barbecue since its inception. He says this will be a good way for fishermen to spend some time together off the boat.
It's an opportunity at the beginning of the season to get together and have a party and then go to work. So it's a good thing because everybody gets to hang out in one spot at the same time. Otherwise, we're all just a bunch of workers and going to be busy producing lots of fish.
The Community Fishermen's Barbecue is on Saturday from 4 to 9 p.m. at the fairgrounds. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins.